Welcome to What the Fact, powered by Pad Squad. I'm Rich Costa. We are keeping you up to mobile speed. What the Fact is going on with HTML5? The first topic of our first mobile cast has been talked about for quite some time. The switch from Flash to HTML5 as the standard technology for digital and mobile, or what we've been calling here in the Pad Squad room, the Flashpocalypse. Joining us today in the Pad Squad room is Harry Robinson, Vice President of Product Marketing from Celtra. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Thanks for having me.
What is it that Celtra does?
Of course. So Celtra is a software company, and we build the best creative technology for producing, crafting, trafficking, reporting, delivering on HTML5 display and video creatives.
And how do you do that?
So we really centered our product philosophy around two kind of beliefs. If you imagine that media is there to kind of find us that opportunity to present our brands or ourselves in front of users, well, we believe that creative is really there to seize that opportunity, that situation, through emotion and engagement. And so what we've done is enabled the best technology so that you can craft a message that's going to engage with that user. And now we believe that when a user receives an ad, whether it might be on your phone or your desktop or wherever you are, you're going to be in some sort of situation, you're going to be in some environment. Now, you might be at the train station, you might be at home, you might be out and about, but that moment where you are is going to be full of contextual signals, rich signals that can be used. And so we have a philosophy of programmatic creative that allows you to take all of those contextual signals and make your creative aware and sensitive to them, making the ad more relevant for you, more personal, more human. And obviously that's a better experience for everyone. And then finally, what we want to do is, if you think that that's all about the content, so the creative, the message is the content, finally you want to present that message in the most beautiful and attractive and complementary way. And so we have a second kind of strategy, which is around the future of formats. So we not only enable you to build beautiful creatives, we enable you to deliver them in an effective and complementary way.
And that way is built in HTML5?
Absolutely. The future of display advertising as we see it is certainly in the short term all around HTML5. And we've been HTML5 from the start.
I was going to say, you've actually used HTML5 from the beginning. What was it that was so alluring to Celtra?
I think we recognized that the web was moving towards a new standard. So from HTML4 to HTML5, which should be more kind of open source, it would be more widely adopted, it would have better standards, it would also allow for deeper integration with the animations and stuff like that. So we felt that the world of plugins was going to go away, so the ability to have software to have to run animations and stuff was going to go away, and actually advertising would become a more integrated part of the web experience. And so, you know, 5-6 years ago, we decided to double down on it, and touch wood, it seems to have paid off for us.
So far. So the biggest difference then between HTML5 and Flash is definitely the need plugins and to run.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can give you a little history on it. So back in the 90s, when people started to design web pages, doing animations in HTML4 and in JavaScript back then was pretty hard to do. So this company called Macromedia developed this plugin, this software called Flash, so Macromedia Flash. It allows you to do really advanced animations in a design interface, so you didn't need any coding skills. Unfortunately, to be able to run that, though, you also had to have a piece of software from Macromedia that would render the animation to the other end, a bit like a mini video player. Now, fast forward a few years, and Adobe's now bought Macromedia, and we call it Adobe Flash. And, you know, Flash is really the standard, certainly for doing advanced animations on the web. And for advertising, I don't think they ever intended it to be so successful, but it became a very effective way to build ads, for build digital ads, and became prolific. And through that, you know, there was a big support community, there was a big design community that used Flash to get support and build really advanced animations very easily. Now, with HTML5 and the advent of HTML5, this new technology allows a much deeper integration of animations and animation activities and events and what have you, reducing the need for separate plugins. Now, also, the trouble with plugins, of course, is they're owned by one company, so they're proprietary technology. Now, not only does that make it easy in some respects, it also presents challenges because no one else can influence it, control it, or help advance it on. You're always waiting for Adobe to do it. And I think, as we saw recently, you know, Flash was certainly exploited for some of its not so good features, and it made you as a user were vulnerable to hackers and what have you, and there was little you could do. And so some of the browsers that we've seen have obviously moved away from using Flash, because Flash obviously not only was there vulnerabilities in the security, there was also used up a lot of battery. You know, iOS devices have never supported Flash. So way back in 2006, 2007, when Apple released the first iPhone, they flat out then said, we won't support Flash on the iPhone. We think HTML5 is the improved way of doing animations on the web. Now, the nice thing about Flash was the fact that as a designer, you knew exactly the environment your ad was going to be running in. So when you designed an ad, you knew from the start what the limitations were of that environment, what its capabilities were. So you never had to QA ads. You never had to check how they worked, really. You could check them on your own system, but if they worked on your own system, you knew they would work on everyone else's system. Now, with HTML5, that's not the same. Because it's open source, there are unfortunately different implementations and iterations of HTML5 all over the place. And so what that means is, fundamentally, you don't know where your ad is going to run, and you have to check that when you're building your ads. So Q&A has become a big part of building digital ads, having to check that the ad works and what have you. And really, for a designer, there's also almost no good way of being able to QA ads and check they work everywhere. You simply won't know if they work everywhere. And we recognized that very early on. So what we did at Seltzer is took our certification program very seriously. So we said, when publishers want to run Seltzer ads, you have to certify that inventory first. Through that certification program, what we do is we make sure not only that the ad works as you expected, and that maybe the numbers and the reporting all kind of matches up, but we also understood any limitations of the environment and built that into the, you know, into the builder tool, so that when designers are building within Seltzer and you say, I want to run on, you know, iOS 6 on web, you'll know that, okay, this feature won't work. And so what that means is that you don't have to worry about building something that you later find out isn't going to work. So you haven't got to waste your time there. And you also haven't got to build for lowest common denominator. You haven't got to figure out, okay, we can only build this for here, so we'll have to build that one for everyone. It allows you to always build the best experience for that user.
So that's from a creative standpoint. So what about developer?
I mean, if you're a developer, then HTML5 is a much better place for you, because obviously it allows you the freedom to create whatever you want. Also, the nice thing about HTML5 is because it's in the same language as the web pages that you're probably rendering on, it means you can communicate much easier with the wider content of that page. So you can actually have a conversation between the ad and the page content to allow you to do more advanced features, such as understanding where the ad position is on a page. So the y-axis, if you like, those coordinates can now be ingested into an ad so that you can trigger animations and control animations on the scrolling of the page, if you like. So these are some examples of how you can do that kind of stuff. The other thing with HTML5 is ads are hosted rather than served, if you like. So we host HTML5 ads and they get served out through tags, through JavaScript tags. Unlike Flash, where you had to export a complete version of that ad, which was then read-only, and if you like, it was static. It wasn't very dynamic. So whilst it had animations, what you exported as was the final version. It can never change. With HTML5, it's much easier to incorporate different data signals and as these contextual signals, as I was explaining before. So we can pre-host those for you. So if you want weather in your creative, if you want to have date sensitivity, if you want to have locations, we can build all those into the ad and construct the ad on the fly. Right. So it means that you only have to load the parts of the ad that are relevant to the user, which again makes it lighter, faster, and less draining on your resources. And again, I think this is why people looked at Flash and felt that it's not the best solution in this ever-increasing mobile world, whereas HTML5 is, because you can dynamically load ads on the fly. Let's take, for example, there's an ad that maybe PadSquad has built, and it's got different backgrounds in depending on the time of day. So in the nighttime, you show a dark background, and in the daytime, you show a light background. Well, Rich, if you receive that ad at lunchtime, we're not going to waste, you know, resource and bandwidth and battery power loading the nighttime background, because you don't need it. So we'll only load you the assets that you need, and that makes it much faster, much more efficient.
What about from a branding perspective? What does this really mean to a company that is out there and they're working with their agencies and they are looking at developing their fiscal year 2016 plan? And what does this really mean to them?
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand from brands, certainly brands I've spoken to, they're not totally clear on why this is important to them, why it matters that the technology has changed, or even why it's changed altogether. Many brands weren't even so aware that they were using Flash beforehand. They just felt like that was the standard thing that designers like to use.
Well, they left it up to their agency or their designers to create whatever they wanted to have created.
Yeah, exactly. And now what they're feeling is like, I'm having to create solutions to a problem that didn't really exist to me. And I think, you know, there's a lot of education is having to happen with the brand side, say, well, look, this is how it works, and this is how it's going to work going forward, and why this matters. And I think when you explain it to them, you know, what we say is that Flash was never developed for advertising. It was never developed with advertising in mind. And as a result, you know, we kind of retrofitted this solution into advertising. And so if you wanted to run an advertising campaign with Flash, you know, you had to build in software, you had to export, you then had to have serving software, so you need an ad server, you then had to report, so you needed reporting systems, you then needed brand safety, so brand safety systems. With HTML5, it's been crafted with web animation in mind, and certainly with advertising as more of an understanding of it. And that means that you don't need all of those additional systems. You don't have to have a separate ad serving solution. You don't have to have a separate reporting solution. There are solutions out there now, like Selch's Ad Creator and others, that allow you to package all that together. So you can build traffic, report in one place. That's been developed with advertising in mind, so you're not retrofitting a solution to an advertising need. Okay. Here you have purpose-built advertising solutions.
And the great thing as well is that it takes into consideration the environment that your advertising is going to be run. So you're basically going to get a higher engagement rate with your ad. It's going to be less intrusive. It's going to be more kind of compatible with what the content is that they're looking at and where they're looking at the content.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's safer for consumers. It's better for consumers. They're going to get better ad experience, a safer ad experience, maybe. And for brands, really, it should mean that they're more respected by the consumer, because they're going to be delivering, you know, better, more secure advertising. They're going to be obviously respecting and appreciating the user more, and that should obviously be good for them. It should also, we hope, that it should reduce kind of costs for them, because they're not having to pay for all these, you know, duplicate solutions or complementary solutions. It's all there packaged together. You can buy from one place and have everything you need. And you can, you know, for the first time, really deliver across different screens. So, you know, mobile has crept up on everyone. It's taken everyone a bit by surprise. You know, you've always had to deliver HTML5 ads across mobile. On desktop, where Flash was around, we also never had to contend with this in-app environment, this in-app world. You know, it was always web browser.
Right.
And now what
right.
we're seeing with mobile, you know, tablets and mobiles, is they have this web environment, but also this in-app environment. And, you know, HTML5 takes care of that very nicely. And so, you know, with solutions like ours and others, you can get a consistent cross-screen experience in this ever-increasingly mobile-first world, really.
And they're not relying on having to create different creative for each place that they're going to run or
exactly.
where they want to
exactly.
have.
Exactly. You're just reducing the duplication, reducing the workload, the resource needed. It should make everyone much more agile, much faster.
And at the end of the day, it saves them a little bit of money, most likely.
Absolutely. They can spend more time on the creativity and less time on the production.
Or on the strategy behind their advertising. I know that some advertisers, clients that we've talked to here at Pad Squad, you know, they ask for some quick fixes. Is there a transitional phase? Is there a patch system that we can place? We're not ready to put everything behind HTML.
Yeah, I mean, Flash has almost pretty much gone away now. So, you know, any brand that's still, you know, considering Flash really needs to have a think about where their ads are running and probably look at their own reporting to see how many, you know, backup GIFs they're getting and stuff like that, because they will see that the Flash inventory they're reaching has just completely diminished recently. So what we would say is, you know, there are solutions out there that will attempt to convert your existing Flash files into HTML5. You know, we had one ourselves, and what we saw when we tried to convert Flash for those clients that really wanted to do it, that it's just not a viable solution. You know, have you ever tried to make a convertible car by cutting the roof off?
Exactly, you can't make it convertible that way.
Exactly,
yes.
It's not going to work. You know, you need to, that car is going to need its whole chassis to be rebuilt to make sure it's safe, it's protective, and it does the same job as beforehand. And it's the same when it comes to your advertising. You know, at the end of the day, this is your brand's present in the marketplace. It's really important how serious we take that. And so, you know, shortcutting using converters isn't going to help. Your ads will be too heavy. Your animations won't be as high quality. You can't do dynamic ads. You can't do... It really is kind of a duct tape solution.
Right. And it makes it step backwards. You're basically now going to be creating again multiple issues.
Exactly.
Multiple
and I think you're just kind of delaying the inevitable, really. What I would say is now is a great time to really invest in HTML5. And what I would do is use this as an opportunity to review your whole advertising technology stack, really. You know, do you need all the solutions you've got? Is this a great time to think, well, we're going to go all HTML5, let's review new solutions. Don't necessarily assume that the companies that you're using, perhaps those that specialized in Flash for a long time, will be the natural successor for HTML5. And I think we're seeing this even with electric, going back to the car analogy. You know, electric cars, Tesla's really successful with electric cars. None of the traditional petrol car guys are doing very well. And I think you just need a different mindset, a different understanding. And, you know, there are companies out there that have been HTML5 from the start that just understand it better and have got further with it. So I would definitely encourage brands to take this as an opportunity to review their whole advertising technology ecosystem to see if they can, you know, make it leaner and streamline it.
Right. And then ask questions as well. Ask questions to someone like Seltra, like PadSquad, who have invested in HTML5 and know it well and know what it can do and how it can benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would be the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, number one, it's better for the consumer. So it's much more secure for them. It complements their existing, you know, mindset, their behavior. Everyone is mobile first, he says. You look around, everyone's on their phones and what have you. HTML5 is the only solution that works there. So by adopting HTML5, you're thinking about the consumer first. Second of all, HTML5 allows you to create much richer, more engaging experiences that you've never been able to do before for your brand. So it's going to give your brand a better perception and better image in the marketplace. It's going to make more of your advertising. I would say number three, let's look at this cross-screen world now. So if you're building for desktop, tablet, and mobile, you need a solution that allows you to build responsibly across those screens. Flash was never able to do responsive units, and HTML5 is, again, because it's integrated within the page language, it can communicate with the page much more effectively. And that means you can build these nice responsive ads that will work and maximize the real estate that you have available to you. Let's go for three.
I'm always a big fan of three. Always go for three. The change over here to HTML5 is not dire.
I think if you talk to most people, talk to any creative designer, creative producer, they'll say it's great for the industry. They're very excited about it. Yes, it presents challenges, and you know, yes, technology companies like Seltra are going to have to be there to support the transition. But you know that these kind of tools are replacements for Flash. They're ready to go. They are empathetic towards your understanding of Flash and therefore create environments that complement the existing Flash setup. So when you used to having to design in a nice studio environment that you were in Flash, well, we tried to create that same environment for you in Ad Creator. So it feels complementary, it feels natural to switch over. You don't suddenly have to think, gosh, you know, beforehand I've been painting with a paintbrush and now I have to write with a pen. It's not like that. You're not having to go from art to text. You know, you can still design beautiful ads in HTML5 using tools such as ours and others.
And plus you get the added benefit of having the ability to alter that creative and on a fly. You have the ability to also track it. The ability for the reporting. So, I mean, it's kind of
And better formats, much better formats. Formats that PadSquad are running, such as Interscroller, such as Reveal, such as a whole portfolio of formats that we've developed that run across multiple publishers that, you know, are just going to be better and more complementary to the behavior of the user.
And that's what it's all about, really, when it comes down to it. It's about the behavior of the user, getting them to engage, hopefully, give them the response that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Harry. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so not so much a Flashpocalypse, but you need to say goodbye to Flash. And if you're looking for true interaction, seamless reporting and serving, and an engaging platform, well then, HTML5 is what you need to accept. And if you need help, companies like Seltra and PadSquad have worked with HTML5 since the beginning. They understand how to make your transition painless. Now, we've just begun with the fact, but we're off to a great start. Thank you to our special guest from Seltra, Harry Robinson, and thank you for listening. Be sure to visit us on PadSquad.com and let us know what you think. Join us next week for a By the Numbers episode devoted to data. What is good data and what is a good data story? With special guest Peter Kuhn from Moat. I'm Rich Goss and this is What the Fact, powered by PadSquad, keeping you up to mobile speed.